With your latest news,
I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Several members of the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration meet with the Marriott team. The Premier, Deputy Premier, and the Ministry of Tourism Chief Officer met with senior executives from Marriott International in January to discuss, quote, the future of hospitality in the Cayman Islands. The meeting highlighted shared perspectives on economic development, industry growth, and the value of, quote, strong collaboration between government and the hospitality sector. Both parties reportedly reaffirmed their commitment to sustaining Cayman's reputation as a, quote, world-class destination through continued partnership, ensuring that the Cayman Islands remain a premier destination for travelers, investors, and residents. The theme of Friday's National Education Conference was innovation, inclusion, and impact, with Minister for Education, the Honorable Rolston Englund, taking the opportunity to discuss how his administration is incorporating those elements into evolving Cayman's educational landscape.
We've included lots and lots of tools for you as practitioners, for students. We've invested heavily in technology. We've just rolled out a new system that helps you better manage your schools, your students. We got a one-to-one device policy. We will continue to invest in technology, but it's not lost on me that we must also ensure that with that technology comes great responsibility, and we must ensure that we continue to offer you the in-depth training to ensure that the technology is a key enabler to better practice.
The Honorable Rolston Englund says Cayman has also made, quote, great strides with regards to inclusion.
Gone are the days where if there's a doubt, the child goes to Lighthouse School. We have so much more appreciation and have included a policy priority around inclusion that is having meaningful impact on our students' lives. When we think of the autism classroom at Sir John Cumber Primary School, when we think of all of the sensory rooms that we create, so many campuses.
During his address, Mr. Englund also announced he'd started his official tours of local schools, starting with West End earlier this month. He said over the next several weeks, he'll be heading to local schools and meeting with administrators and educators. And sticking with education, KPMG is looking to jumpstart your career, launching a brand new opportunity for local students, the Michael Austin Scholarship, valued at $50,000 USD a year.
So Mr. Austin is our first managing partner. He was the first employee of KPMG in Grand Cayman. The office started in 1966, and he was our managing partner. He led the firm for 23 years, and during his legacy, I mean, he made quite an impactful contribution to the financial services industry in Cayman.
Speaking on Radio Cayman's The Buzz, KPMG's Nico Whitaker is encouraging local students to submit an application to take advantage of this opportunity. Deanne Blackman has more on what they're looking for.
Someone who is very committed to serving their community, whether that's in school or in other extracurricular activities. A student who has demonstrated leadership qualities in various roles. And again, it's not just limited to the school. There's lots of opportunities to get involved in the community these days for students. So we're looking for someone who shares those values that Mr. Austin also portrays.
For more information, head to kpmg.com and click on Graduates and Students. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Israel says the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt, the only gateway for Palestinians to leave and enter the territory, is now fully open. But there are strict limits for those being allowed in and out. The German authorities have arrested five people suspected of exporting goods to Russian arms companies under a European Union embargo. The prohibited transactions are thought to have a value of at least $35 million. Japan says it successfully retrieved rare earth sediment from ocean depths of nearly 6,000 metres. It's the world's first attempt to tap the metal so far under the sea. A court in China has sentenced the former Justice Minister Tang Yijuan to life in prison for taking bribes. The court in Fujian province said Mr. Tang had illegally accepted property worth nearly $20 million. The British Foreign Secretary has said her government will help Ethiopia create local jobs to reduce illegal migration to the UK. Yvette Cooper is in Addis Ababa to discuss ways to counter smuggling gangs. That's the latest world news from the BBC.